Not even the government knows the full extent of how the government is using facial recognition software. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for Molly Wood, who's on assignment. A new report from the Government Accountability Office says at least 20 federal agencies are using facial recognition technology. But not just the obvious acronyms, ones like the FBI and TSA and ICE. Agencies like the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Food and Drug Administration, and NASA are using the tech as well. And more than half, 13 of the agencies using facial recognition don't know what systems their employees are using or how often they use them. The agencies that do keep track say they've used it for identifying people at the January 6th insurrection and during last summer's protests sparked by the murder of George Floyd, including the U.S. Postal Service, according to Greta Goodwin, director of the GAO's Homeland Security and Justice Team.
So the Postal Inspection Service used facial recognition technology in conjunction with the civil unrest that happened last year. So what they told us that they were looking to see, you know, whether U.S. postal property had been damaged, whether mail had been stolen. So they use this, they use facial recognition technology to help them identify individuals that way.
Are all of these agencies allowed to use facial recognition in the way that they're doing it?
So I will say it depends. And let me explain to you why. So for like some of the law enforcement agencies own their own facial recognition technology systems, and they use it for things like, you know, identifying employees. Some of the other law enforcement entities use the facial recognition technology for surveillance or for identifying anyone who might be committing a crime. So we looked at two types. So we asked agencies whether they owned their own facial recognition technology, and we asked agencies whether they used another entity's facial recognition technology. And so some of the agencies that we surveyed used another entity's facial recognition technology.
And you mean another government entity's?
Not necessarily. Sometimes they would use another government entity's facial recognition technology system. Sometimes they would use a private entity's facial recognition technology system. Some of the private entities have access to a number of different types of images that law enforcement might not have access to.
It seems like there's concern that maybe law enforcement officials would have access to a database, say like Clearview AI scrapes photos from social media, but these are photos that normally law enforcement couldn't look at or use without a warrant, right?
That is correct. That is correct. And so when the law enforcement agencies were making use of, you know, a private company's facial recognition system, such as a Clearview AI, they were accessing photos that they would not have normally been able to access because of privacy and civil liberties concerns.
How much do these agencies know about how their employees are using facial recognition systems?
So some of the federal agencies were not always monitoring, you know, how often or whether their employees were using the system. So in our survey, 14 of the agencies told us that they use systems to support criminal investigations. But we found that only one of those 14 had awareness of which non-federal systems were being used by their employees. So the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement was the one that knew which non-federal systems were being used by the employees. The remaining 13 did not. And so this includes the FBI, the DEA, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, you know, among others.
That's kind of wild.
It is. And in another instance, officials from an agency had initially told us that their employees did not use non-federal systems. However, after those officials conducted a poll, the agency learned that their employees had indeed used a system to conduct more than 1,000 facial recognition searches.
How well, based on what you found in your report, are these agencies adhering to existing privacy laws?
So we didn't go into a lot of detail in this report. GAO issued another report earlier in 2016. That report was mostly focused on the FBI. this report doesn't go into a lot of the privacy and accuracy concerns, but we do raise them based on the information we know from just how the technology has been used in the past. And given that the technology is being used more and more, we believe that the privacy and accuracy concerns are something that the agencies need to be focused on.
And I'm guessing that's all tied up in the civil liberties concerns.
Exactly, exactly.
There's been a lot of research on the biases in facial recognition software, particularly in terms of how it identifies Black and brown faces. How are agencies taking that into account when they're deciding how they use this software?
In recommending that the agencies, you know, do a better job of monitoring the usage of the technology, one of the reasons is because there are significant privacy and accuracy considerations. And it's really important because there are many opportunities for the technology to be abused.
It seems like, going through this list, the recommendations are about how to use facial recognition better, not over whether to use it at all. Has that ship sailed?
I won't say the ship has sailed, but I will say that if the agencies are using the technology, our recommendation will help them, you know, use it in such a way that they have insight into how it's being used, they are complying with privacy laws, and that the systems that they are using are, you know, sufficiently accurate.
Greta Goodwin is director of the Government Accountability Office's Homeland Security and Justice Team. And now for some related links. Of course, we will have a link to the full report on our website, marketplacetech.org. It includes more details on how agencies are using facial recognition, the GAO's recommendations, and the agency responses. Plus, the Washington Post's reporting on this does provide some useful context as well. Meanwhile, cities across the country have placed limits on the use of facial recognition, which is less effective on non-white faces. Some major providers of this technology have actually stopped working with police department, and at least three cases of wrongful arrests stemming from facial recognition have led to lawsuits. The Verge has a piece on a Maine law passed just this week, which the site calls, quote, the strongest state facial recognition ban yet. It basically prohibits any law enforcement from using it, except in very specific circumstances. And looking outside the U.S., we'll have a link to a Reuters story about Europe's two privacy watchdogs calling for a ban on the use of facial recognition in public spaces. That would run counter to draft European Union rules that would allow it for public security reasons. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.